What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs? You see it?
Setting hen is what I call it.
And when you're eating chicken, the bone like this?
Pull a bone. We used to pull them under the table, you know. And the one that got the longest end had good luck. Ever done that?
We've been making a wish off.
Yeah, you make a wish, you know, and say, and some people say if you're the one that gets the longest one, you know, he'll have good luck, or you make a wish and the one gets the longest end. But some people don't even, they slice the chicken differently. My wife, the way she prepares the chicken, there's no wishbone. You know, they used to slice it kind of like that off the front of the breast, but now they just half them, and you don't have that anymore.
What different buildings would there be on a farm?
You would have, depend on the size of the farm. Back when I was a boy, they had a hay barn, a cow barn. Generally, the depends on the type of people. Now, we had a bunch of Dutch people came from Canada, and they had their hay upstairs, you know, had a loft, and then they built their barns here with a rolling type roof. Very industrious type people.
How many Dutch came over?
There was 19 families came up there where this little school was, and they didn't stay too long. They just couldn't get adapted for some reason, and they, under the circumstances that existed in large plantations, they weren't treated too fairly, regardless of your race, you know.
What about, there's a place down here called Sonheimer.
Sonheimer.
What kind of name is that?
I would say a German name. Was originally from a lumber company. Sonheimer Lumber Company came in there years ago, and it put in a sawmill, and Sonheimer came to be.